folks, we are brewing solutions.
I love it,
and
man.
That helps us to do what? Operate beyond.
That's right. Right. That's that. You're right good. Now. Way to good lead. This is why we do what we do, right? Lou is the best at that. So let me tell you, one thing before we move on, I wanted to bring up was the point that he talked about, what Rich just said. It helps with the inbound call. Now, us as salespeople, we know that the inbound call is the most precious call you can have. If you ruin that call, you screwed it up, because those are the ones that are hot buyers. Those are the ones who are ready to buy right now if you could just talk to them in the right way.
You know, to work themselves up to make that call? Okay, all right. Yeah,
but when they call in, like I remember as a salesperson, Lou and I would be on the same sales floor. I would trip him. I would push him into a wall, into a desk, so I can grab that phone call. That's how important inbound calls were. I mean, seriously, those were always gold. You can call cold calls. You can do these leads that people go to your website. And they work. And you can get some deals from that. Don't get me wrong. But, man, the percentages of people actually showing up and buying a vehicle or trying to at least purchase a vehicle with an inbound call was so high that I would trip Lou. I would hurt Lou. If I could to get to the phone, but it was everybody, no bad blood, but he understood and he would do it to me. You know, we were like that. And it's big that you can make it easy for people with inbound calls. When they get it, it shortens the time of looking them up. It shortens the time of figuring out what you're dealing with. So you can go straight into, hey, Bob, I love that you're coming, talking about your 2020 Chevy Cruze and blah, you know, whatever. You have all that in front of them. Wow. Great, great product, man. I'm getting more impressed. I can't wait to sit down and do a little demo myself on it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. So, oh, we're so glad I burned my couple jokes, and I've learned how you guys advocate violence to win.
That's right.
So I'm still excited to come and see everyone. So,
well, you know, you got plenty of time. You got almost 30 days to get some more jokes written.
Yeah, I hear you. I'll be ready. I'll be ready. And I'm going to have 300 cups of coffee.
But that's right.
As they come, just let them out. Just let them flow.
Just let them fly.
It's all good. But, so while we do that and we get some more people inside of the party and we continue to keep this conversation going, we are going to bring in Josh from Operate Beyond. Everybody,
Beyond.
Josh, feel welcome as he comes into the cafe. Welcome.
Boop, boop, boop. What's up? What's up? What's up, Josh? How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great, man. Great. We're excited to have you here. We're excited to have this team. I'm starting to see Voltron form right now, so it's starting to get really cool. So good morning, and welcome to the team, my friend.
Well, thanks. Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Operate Beyond and what it is that you're cooking up over there. The way that I was looking to describe it was being an integration master, right? Because of the ability that you have to take the technical and weave this web that helps it make the connections everywhere, things start to kind of stick to it. So tell us a little bit more about what it is that you're doing at Operate Beyond.
There you go.
So at the core of it, we do websites and we do custom websites. A lot of website companies are kind of the afterthought of a digital agency, and they kind of tag on websites. We're very focused on building the core of the website. So everything from custom design to the custom functionality, to make sure that everything's tied together and the site's performing to the best of its ability. We're really focused on SEO, and we build that right into the website as we build the site out.
Boom.
So that sums us up pretty quickly.
You know, and that's what's cool. And I always tell people, if you can't explain something simple to people, then you don't really know it. You know, like we can all give technical things because we've read it or we've heard it. But when you can explain something in a simple matter, that means you truly know it, because that's what people want to hear. Like sometimes I'll hear technical stuff and I'm like, lose that technical guy. I'm more of the what? Cool. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm pretty tech savvy, but sometimes there's some things that just go beyond me. I'm like, okay, hold on. But when you can break it down like that,
right?
Yeah, just tell me how to use it. Do I press this button, wait till it turns green, and then press this other button? We're good, right? So that's what I'd like to know. But
he's being incredibly humble, too, because when it comes to SEO, you know, you guys know me as a digital guy, and I've been in digital way, way too long. Nobody's better at SEO than Josh. That's why when I found him, it was like one of those movies like Chariot of Fire. I was running across the beach at Josh, right, you know, on the other end, because He completes me when it comes to the SEO stuff. You know,
I use
all the digital for the bad stalky stuff, and he's the guy in the white hat doing it the cool way, organic. His website's just rock when they're organic. It's amazing.
I believe that, man. I'm excited to hang. That's really cool, man. And that's pretty mad respect right there, man. You gotta love that. You know what I mean, Josh? You're obviously bringing some value to what's going on in this conversation. You're bringing value to their business, which is in turn bringing value to other businesses out there. And these dealerships, they're multi-million dollar businesses that just do some amazing stuff. So way to go, bro. Way to bring a solution to the world.
We try really hard. It's an underlooked SEO is really underlooked at this point. It seems like everyone's focused on, you know, ad spend and those other things. And together, they work a lot. And so that's why we work with Toolkit.
Better together. See, folks, this is just how it's all flowing. We're all better together. We have all of the technical, all of the personnel, all of the things that you're wanting to see make your business better are assembling right here. And you have geniuses that are. I'm with you, Rich. I'm totally with you. I think he's really keeping a lid on how awesome he is at being able to do his ninja stuff, because weaving those webs is key stuff, folks. There's so much that goes into this. In this digital world, if you're not putting together the right website, if you're not making sure that the integrations are happening to make the connection happen to your customer, you're not connecting to your customer. They all connect through this web, and he is weaving it in a way that is making sure that the things that matter get the attention that they need. And again, it's so easy to see the shiny ball. I know I have shiny ball syndrome, right? It's so
well, you know.
Well, Scott, there you go. You can call me that one. It'd just be funny no matter what you say.
Well, you know, the problem, and especially with a lot of these auto dealers that are becoming the digital dealer, these templated OEM websites, sometimes when you start looking at the source code in the back of it, you know, they're just copying from one dealer to the next, to the next, to the next.
Right.
And I was on a site last night for one of our clients, a car dealer, a big automotive group, and he had CarMax stuff all over the back end of it. And I couldn't figure out why I was getting errors with the H1 tags telling me that, you know, competing keywords. I'm like, what? And then when I really dug into the back end, they just took a CarMax template and applied it to this dealer. And all they did was change the front. They didn't fix the back. And that's the advantage of having Josh with the custom design. He's building something for you. It's not, you're not going to have, you know, like you don't have to settle for leftovers, right? You don't have to settle from your Aunt Millie's hand-me-downs. you can go get a brand new site and Josh could build for it.
I love it, man. That's great. That's exactly. See, and this is what I'm talking about. When we first started talking with Dealership Toolkit and learning about what they do, this is exactly what they do. They put together all the tools that are necessary for you to be successful. For all you dealers out there listening right now, understand that that's what the toolkit is about. When they came up with this name, it's pretty direct. It's a dealership toolkit. I mean, how much more direct can that be? If you need something, they're going to have that tool for you. You know, it's a beautiful thing. So they assemble all these people together to be able to whatever you're not good at, you have to get that person to come in and fill in that void for you. This way you raise up. That's why we're better together. And that keeps going back to that. We're better together. Without each one of these people, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. Without each one of these little intricate parts of this toolkit, we wouldn't get to the level that we need to get to. We wouldn't be able to service the dealers the way we want. We could just service them somewhat the way we want. So I appreciate you, Josh, for doing what you do. I look forward to doing more stuff with you and learning more about what you do and also seeing how we can all help each other, you know, in that sense too. So thank you for sharing that.
And sometimes you just have to talk it out, right, to someone who has experience or has been there. You just need to talk it out. And so, you know, when I called Josh about a campaign or a creative or a website or the functionality of data feed or call Scott about technology and how we're going to make our call center better. And hey, I'm the big what if, right? Hey, what if we did this? Because I don't know how to build it. I just know something I want. And I live with someone who builds things all the time. So I'm just like, we need this. Like, go build it. And but to be able to surround yourself with the people to have the conversations, I think is really important. And I think that's one of the things that we're better together brings everybody at Digital Dealer, right? You'll have access to technology, SEO, paid digital, data capture, and really kind of the dealership world. And I think that that's, I mean, that would be valuable to me, right?
So I agree.
I'm assuming that that would be valuable to people who are taking the walk through Digital Dealer.
I think it's more valuable than we all know. I think that once we get there, we're going to find that the value that we bring is huge. And it's in today's world, that word digital alone, massive. You know, that's what where we're going. It's not receding. It's becoming more every year, every moment. Last year was a huge indicator of how big digital can be. If you didn't pay attention, if you didn't start using digital last year, you're going to be behind. What a great time last year when it's technically slowed down to learn more about it. You know, that's what I put my effort into my life was like, hey, this is a great opportunity for me to educate myself, talk to more people, network even more because we have the time. We had more time than we ever did. We had ways to figure out solutions. So we sit there and you could think about all these problems that we were having. What were the solutions? You know, I remember just coming up with so many little ideas, even how to do test drives when we couldn't even be in front of a customer, right? We had to do all these things. Everything got digital. So the word digital is huge. You are digital. We are better together. This whole group, this whole team that we've formed together is a digital group. We all do things digital, to include our podcast. Lou and I, we also want to come out with some sales training that we want to do digitally. You know, we don't want to always have to be at a store. So there's going to be all kinds of little things. We'll talk about that some other time. But we definitely have ideas for that. But that's why I love being around these people here, because I know my ideas, I can share with them, and they can help me amplify it, make it better. They make that frequency stronger. Once again, knock down mountains with that frequency. So, yes. Woo! Let's keep this thing going. I love it.
I'm loving it. That we are actually getting to a spot where we're going to have everybody on the screen.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. I know who's coming next.
Oh, the one, the only.
From M1 Data and Analytics.
You know it.
Let's bring him into the room. I can't see him on the screen. Mr. Russell
Gentry.
We got the whole team up in here. Hey.
Now it's a party.
Now it's time to get this thing going. What's up, Russell? How you doing this morning? Love the shirt. Hope I get one of those.
Yeah. Love the swag. That's right. Hey, hold on. I'm a little bit disappointed, though. I'm just going to tell you right up front. Are you ready?
Oh, ready.
I've been practicing for weeks.
It's good. We're going to do it together.
We normally do it at the beginning of the show, but we wanted to do it with everybody because we're better together.
I just want to make sure you miss it.
You didn't miss it, my friend.
No, not at all.
Okay. I'm so glad you've been practicing it because the more you practice, the better you get, right?
That's right.
Thanks for waiting, though. We appreciate that. So thanks for being in the back waiting. I know that we've been out here talking and bringing everybody up. You know, you may be the last one up, but, you know, when I was younger, I was always told, first is worst, last is best, right? So, welcome to the team. Way to be here, brother. We appreciate you. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. Just want to echo all the sentiments of everybody else that's been talking ahead of us, and I'm happy to be here. Of course, we love the Rich and Liz and all the team, and everything they've been going through this morning, and the way you guys have been encapsulating and summing it up is exactly kind of the vision when Rich and I talked about what he was going to do in the next chapter, probably, 3 years ago now, Rich? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And it's just neat to kind of see it all come together for him. And then the results, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. The call center results, the engagement, the opens and clicks, it's really cool. We're just happy to be part of it.
Oh, we're happy to have you part of it. I'm happy to be part of it, too. I'm happy to see what you're doing. You guys are really building something here. This team, you know, Lou and I, we sit down and we talk a lot, you know, and when we talk about you guys, we talk about how amazing the team is. It starts with everybody. You know, first of all, first person we met was Liz. And Liz is just, as you all know, She is the glue. She's amazing. And there's something about her that just makes you feel very comforted. You know, she's not just a mom and a grandmother that loves her family, but she also loves you guys like family. You know, she loves her team, everybody. Rich is the same way. Rich is somebody that I've completely just, I don't know. I love Rich. He's cool. He calls us the pod gods. I love that. I mean, come on. He proclaimed us the pod gods. I believe it now. So I'll walk around like I'm a pod god. Like, yeah. I got car guy.
Get the t-shirts going. A t-shirt with the hashtag pod gods. You could start the whole channel.
Oh my, don't you just, you done messed it up. I'm going to have to do it.
We'll work on a logo for you.
All right. Yeah. Perfect. Yes. Yes. So no, but you know, it is, it's really cool how all this is forming. You know, you're talking about, it's been 3 years since you guys started talking about putting something like this together, and it's forming. And as you see it come together, there's something beautiful about that. You know, it's like when you're, when you get something from IKEA and it's like a big old thing and you put it together and at the end you finally see it. You're like, you stand there and you look at it, you're like, wow, look how beautiful that is, right? And then you get to use it. And when you use it, you find out how great it was to be able to use, and it's such a good thing. And that's what's happening right now. You finally put it all together and it's getting ready to be used. You could put everything you want in it, put your little beautiful, trinkets on there, your little stuff to make it look nicer, and you just keep adding to it and we keep growing on it, right? Next thing you know, you go to IKEA and you build something else. And you're like, all right, let's do it again. And that's what's so beautiful is that you started a company with an idea. You started something. And all this, every one of y'all, everything was just an idea. The idea becomes things because you put words out there. You made goals. You set it down. You put down a time thing. You made sure that it was going to happen. When you put work behind your faith, it becomes something. When you put no work behind something, it dies. So way to go for all you all for putting the work behind it. Way to keep growing and way to always look on how to be the next solutionary in this world. So thank you. So, man, enough about that. Let's talk about Russ, because we really haven't given Russ enough credit yet. So let's give Russ some more credit.
No, we're good. I think you covered everything. We're good.
No, Russ, I wanted to ask you real quick, you know, what brought you the idea of M1 Data? What made you, like I said, it was an idea at one point. What gave you the idea to start this company?
Well, it's for clarification, because my partner's listening right now, and he's probably going to slap me and correct me very sternly online. But so my partner, Greg Ash, actually founded the company about 12 years ago.
Wow.
Very much in the data space, a very traditional data compilation company, very heavy focus in automotive, a lot of great automotive clients over those years. And Greg and I were always close friends, but yet I had some other companies that competed in the same space. And then when we sold those, Greg and I came together and said, hey, this is what I've got an idea. I want to start pushing in on those things. And that was about right around the 2015 kind of mark. And one of the ideas that he had was our smart pixel technology. And he had it built. He had the infrastructure built for it because he's a developer by trade. And essentially, we started putting a brand around it and trying to figure out how to leverage that type of data. But it's interesting, like when you guys were talking about Scott's call center application and DTK and what they do with it. The interesting part that we've seen, Greg and I, over the last 20 years in the data space is that the data can be astronomical. It can be like, you know, nitroglycerin. But unless it's actually leveraged or fueling something or connected to something or content and context, it just sits there. It just sits dormant, right? So that's why, I mean, I know we talk about it a lot, but that's why we talk about DTK a ton, because they're a great example of taking the data and actually showing engagement with consumers, right? So we're real, real happy. Automotive is a big space for us at M1, but we're also doing a lot of RV work with DTK. We're doing a lot of power sports and motorcycles, marine, that type of thing. So it's just been a really cool journey. But yeah, we love data, all things data. So,
and Lou and Fred, now you can see how it all comes together, because Josh builds the amazing website that gets a lot of visitors.
Love it.
Russ can help us identify who those visitors are. They then go to Scott, who has the technology that can organize them. So then finally they can come to us and our call center, and our people, Liz can market to them, and our call center people can call them. And then it just starts all over again, right? They end up going back to the website, and because Josh has them there again, and then they go to Russ, and they go to Scott, then they go to us, and they just keep going around in a circle.
It's the circle of life.
Until they're back.
Like the Lion King. Right? I always say, without everybody else on this call, I'm just the smartest guy in my living room. right?
Oh.
these guys, they allow us to work together, and it's a great team.
You know, it takes to put together a great team. It takes great people because you know there's conflict a lot when you don't put the right people together, or there's different ideas, or you're not on the same mission, or this like I keep talking about the same frequency. You know, you could be on a similar frequency, but if it's not the same, they will bump against each other, which will cause friction, which is not good, right? You want to make sure that frequency is going together. The wavelengths are exactly the same. This way, when it gets together, it becomes so much stronger. And you all have done that together. You guys all have came together and caused this frequency to be beautiful. And it's just begun. This is just the beginning. I'm so excited to, because I believe that Digital Dealer is going to be another launching pad, a second launching pad for y'all to be able to explode out there and get and reach the moon, possibly Mars, right? So let's just keep it going and keep it growing. And I love that we've assembled this team of amazing people. I love that we're all going to be there together. We're all going to be out there. We're better together. Helping other people get better together with us, which we're better together. It's not going to just be this team. It's going to be dealerships. It's going to be other people. Yeah. This message is going to be out there. And this stage that you guys are putting together, we're going to be up there doing what we need to do, is going to be the biggest stage of Digital Dealer. What main stage? What are you talking about? You mean you can't come to this booth?
That's right. One thing that I do know and I'm confident in is that I am usually not the smartest person inside of the room. I can cite a couple of my quotables on this very episode. And you can rewind and listen to it again if you would like to, if you are listening live, if you're watching the replay.
Especially the shiny balls part.
Yes. You got to go back and listen to that, folks. Oh, my goodness. But there's so much more to come. I promise you, I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth sometimes, but know that it's going to be upshifting, uplifting. Hopefully, we're going to be smiling. But as we do that, again, the message is that we are better together.
Every time.
There's a lot of technical stuff that has to come together. There's an assembly that has to come to place. There is an order for things to be productive. And it doesn't take a wise man to plant a seed. It just takes somebody that trusts that that seed is going to perform what it is that it's supposed to perform. It takes trust. And each of these people have assembled with a trust factor that is fusing us to be able to roll up to Digital Dealer and bringing this message that we're better together. And like Fred was saying, it's not just us. It's everybody. It's all of us are able to be better if we use what we have, our talents and our technical skills, all
100%.
Shared, we will get to the next level. But one thing that we want to make sure is not that just that message gets out there, but that this message gets out there. That we together.
You know what time it is. You know what time it is, Lou. Let's do this. Yes. We're about to break it down.
To the stage, get everybody inside of the building. Focusing and flying together. But for you car guys and car gals, we're getting ready to break this down and fly with the best.
I got it. I'm trying.
You got it.
Quit clicking on it.
Here we go. Here we go. So car guys, car gals, if you know that the biggest thing that we need to get over in our lives is these hurdles of unforgiveness that we keep strapping onto our shoulders. Well, we don't want those anymore, folks. Going to wipe them off of our shoulders.
That's right.
We're going to apply 3 F's so that we can all keep growing. So put your hands on your shoulders with me one time, everybody. Do the one hand on it. On three, we're going to wipe that off. We're then going to focus and we're going to fly. One, two, three.
Forgive.
Focus. And fly. And keep growing.
And man, yes, and be ready for that. All y'all watching
everybody's gonna know that sound.
You know you want to do the forgive, focus, fly. We're gonna be doing that every single day, multiple times a day at the dealer. Yes, Digital Dealer. Don't miss out on that, folks. If you guys haven't been seeing this website that we put out there at the bottom, I've been popping it up here and there. It is awesome. Make sure you guys go check it out. It's going to be a way for you to set up an appointment to check out a demo with any of these people here. They're excited to show you what we have. Oh, what happened there? Did you just, there it is. www.ddtampa2021.com. Obviously the DD means Digital Dealer. Hello. So make sure you guys check it out. Do not hesitate to go in there and set up an appointment to talk to any of these people. If you want to talk to them before Digital Dealer, reach out to them. They're ready to help you every single day, any minute of the day. So, man, I love this. What a great morning meeting this was. And way to introduce everybody and get them out there to the universe so that they can start seeing what's getting ready to go down.
Yeah, this is going to be – I mean, but look, there's real people, right? There's so many of us are yeah. attached to our brands and what it is that we do, right? But we're going to get the chance to actually touch and connect to human beings. And that is something that I know so many people are pumped up about. And I know so many of you are. So many of you are contemplating whether or not you're going to go to Digital Dealer.
Just do
go.
It.
Go. Everybody together on three. Tell them to go. One, two, three.
Go. Go. Be there. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. And especially if you come to our booth. I mean, it's you stay there all day, every single day, and I promise you, you're going to get information. You're going to leave with something, like I mentioned earlier, one or two things that you could take back to your store
yes.
that will help you improve immediately. I'm talking immediate improvement. Reach out. Make sure you go to the website, DDTampa 2021. Set up a demo with these people. I promise you, you will not make a mistake by doing that. Matter of fact, you'll actually learn something. And whether you use the product or not, you're going to learn. And that's what the key is. And that's all they want to do. They want to help people. We want to help people. We're better together, all of us. You all out there watching this, we're better together. When all of us could be on the same team and we all are on the same mission and that frequency is growing, can nobody stop the car business? Carvana, Vroom, who are they? That is what we need to make happen. We need to make sure that we, as car people, are out there making this business better for our clients, number one, because without our clients, we don't have anything. Make it better for them. Make it better for your salespeople, because without them, you dealers out there, you don't have anything. They're the ones that are the boots on the ground helping you. So make it easy for them. Make it simple, but make it fun and enjoyable at the same time. I love it. I love what we're doing. We're better together. Let's keep growing.
Woo! Man, I just dropped the mic right there.
Boom.
Everybody, what do you guys think of that? Everybody that is out there watching, listening, hearing, enjoying the fun that we've been brewing up, folks, it's just going to get really, really, really better and better, like every single brew does. These incredible solutionaries that have been with us are making sure that they are making this industry better. We hope to see you all out there. Hey, everybody that is in the cafe with us, on three, let's see if we can get our sound synced together. Say, we are better together, and then put up your coffee cup or emoji. Woo! This will be other footage we can use.
Oh, I love that.
Here's a quick tip, folks. Whatever you record live, you can chop it up and use it later.
That's what we do. I'm going to tell you the best part about doing live stuff is that mistakes are not, it's done. But mistakes are what we all learn from. Understand that. When you make a mistake, even if it's live on video and you stumble through your words, doesn't matter. No one remembers that. What they remember is how you acted right after that. Did you keep going? Did you keep it growing? Did you have fun with it? Did you make jokes about it? Whatever. Just don't worry about that stuff. Mistakes are how we become better. If you never make a mistake, you're not trying. So, right. Woo-yah.
So on three, car guys and car gals, you can say it with us too. You can believe that we are better together. We may not hear you.
We're better together, my friend.
Them, but Dealership Toolkit is leading an all-star team, and we are better together. So on three, we're better together. One, two, three.
We're better together.
Woo!
I love it. Yes, thank you. Rich, I appreciate you for showing up this morning. I know you're a busy guy. I'm glad that we all had the whole team here. And this is just a small part of the team. Folks, when you get down to Digital Dealer, you're going to meet a lot more people than this that are part of this, because we are better together. This is just a small amount of people that help make everything happen at Dealership Toolkit and beyond. So we appreciate you all for being here this morning. We appreciate you all for watching this morning.
Thank you so much.
I'm pumped up.
Guys, car gals.
I think I had too much coffee, Lou.
It has to happen. Everybody wave goodbye. If anybody has something to say, let us know.
Tampa.
Thank you so much for being out here. Car guys, car gals, this has been an incredible history-making event inside of the cafe. We are announcing to you that Digital Dealer is never going to be the same. I assure you, it will never be the same. I'm telling you, I don't know all the things that are going to happen. I don't even know all the things I'm going to say.
No, I want to surprise myself when I'm there. You know? That's part of it. You plan so much, but you have to expect the unexpected. But the unexpected is where the fun's at. So make sure you come down, because we're going to bring a lot of unexpected stuff. Get ready for it, because we are a little bit crazy, but we're more than fun.
That's right. And I am excited that we've had this incredible squad of solutionaries that are out here.
Yeah, folks, man.
You need to check them out.
So blessed.
If you do not know about them, check them out. After these messages, reach out to carguycoffee.com. You can reach Fred, the subprime hero. You can reach me, Lou Ramirez, the car guy, and we can keep brewing solutions. Thank you again, everybody. Goodbye. We appreciate you all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Good to see Ruin Solutions. Forgive folks.
See y'all in Tampa. Don't forget.
See you.
Yay, 8th through the 10th of June. Be there or be square. I'm telling you.